Blog Talk Radio.
Going hard. I had a hard beat just then. Ah, here we go.
Right back. Up the faith when the going got tough.
I made it through the storm. I made it through the rain. I never gave up. God's love will reign. I made it through the storm. I made it through the rain.
I made it.
I never gave up. God's love will reign.
Why do I sometimes like I'm not gonna make it? That's the devil
trying to steal the joy that you have.
Go down on your knees, pray each and every day. Gotta step in.
I never gave up.
I want to welcome you into another edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy, I'm your host, I'm your friend, I'm your colleague. We in the house. We want to say happy Tuesday to all our listeners that's on their morning commute this morning. Hopefully you're having a fantastic morning. You ain't letting nothing steal your joy. I ain't talking about your almond joy neither. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. You know what I mean? They call him Yahweh, Yahshua, Jesus Christ, the Son of God and man. But I know he ain't called no Buddha or no Allah. I do know that. Allah, whatever y'all want to call him. Allah, that's what it is. And y'all hear it right here on the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. We in the house. Got an amazing show lined up for you this morning. Got some amazing. Got my co-host on the line. All of them on the line. And we going to get it in because we are fishers of men. And what we mean by that is helping to fish somebody. Back right to where they need to go to help them grow in Jesus Christ's great name. On the line, we're going to go ahead and go in the order that it is. We got my DJ all the way out of Texas. She's in the line, none other than DJ Prayer. What's happening? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Happy Tuesday. Uh-oh. I heard crickets and all that right there. What is that?
I had to turn off that mute button.
Happy. What you sitting on the mute button?
Why would I sit on the mute button?
I don't know. I'm sorry. How you doing? Happy Tuesday.
Well, happy Tuesday to you too. And thank
what
you very
song
much.
Say? How you day been going? I want to sing this song here. I want to say that song. Say, I'm so proud of you. I think Denise Williams sang it. So proud of you, man. You got so many things going on, boy. I'm telling you, I like to be aware of somebody got something going on and not going gone. There go the crickets.
That's cool. One thing I want to discuss later on is the seven archangels.
Oh, I like that.
Last night. Yeah, after I fell asleep with all that going on the phone, I woke up again, and on my screen it still had the seven archangels up. So, you know, I woke up a little bit. He gave me a star crunch, gave me a little sugar rush, so I started reading about the seven archangels. So many different angels that you can call on. And I never knew that, you know, I was thinking, okay, Michael is something that you're not supposed to worship or anything like that, you know, but then come to find out it's one of God's angels. I was like, okay, here we go. So, yeah. And I read about the seven thunders. So, yeah, we got a lot to discuss.
Well, I definitely want to talk about that on today. That is just amazing. We're going to get our other guests on the line, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the seven archangels and the seven thunders right here on the Great Chair Show. Who else we got on the line with us this
Wait a minute. Inspired by Lil Kano.
Oh, love it.
Yep.
Man, he went so hard yesterday. Boy, I'm telling you, I wanted to do some flips in the yard, but I scared I was going to hurt myself. Then I wouldn't be able to get back on the radio because yesterday I was all discombobulated because I didn't know how to get back on the radio. I had to get back on the radio. Oh, on the radio. Like that. So watch this. Who else on the line with us? What other caller we got on the line? I know this is our front line right here on the Greg Shell Show. Who else on the line with us this morning?
Bless.
MMP on the line.
I heard bless. I heard MME. And who else we got?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Buddy, we got a little Kano from down there in the deep south end.
Little Kano. Do we got Simone on? Come back. Can we get Simone? Do we got Simone on?
Do we got Simone on? Is Simone on? That sounds like a song right there. Is Simone on?
Let me see if we can get Simone on.
So go ahead on. We're already on the line. Go ahead and say what's happening to the world.
What's going on, world? Y'all know what it is, man. We highly blessed and favored, and we thankful to be on the Greg Shell Show this morning about the uplifting spirits. And I like that song, Greg. That song you play jamming, man.
You like that? We get ready to do the remix for it.
Yeah.
All right, Simone on.
I'm here.
What's happening, Simone? How you doing, brother? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, doing well. Enjoying this day, the sun out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
well, it's a little gloomy here in Orlando, Florida, but guess what? I'm high in spirit. I ain't high on cannabis,
no,
I'm high in spirit. They say, you know, people get mad when you talk about cannabis. It's supposed to be illegal. Now I see CBD stores everywhere, so I guess they made it illegal.
I'm so sorry you're not high on cannabis and spirit.
Oh. All right. Well, Simone, where you out of? What state and city you in?
They got cannabis in the Bible.
You say state and city?
Well, I guess that's why I like to smoke me a little bit of it to keep my eyes going. It make me think sharper. Make me hold my sword. You know, somebody too holy say, I know he ain't on the radio telling me he smoked cannabis. What are you smoking? You smoking Winston? Sell him what you smoking. You know, that's your business what you do, but, you know, people need to stay out of other people's affairs. Huh? Yeah, we gotta have a talk show, like a judge show. We gonna do it one day on the Greg Shell Show. Where we all have a round table and we talk about the things that people be talking about. Oh,
sound like a good idea.
That is
back
funny.
To the city
I got
of state, Simone.
Huh?
Back to the city of state, huh?
Oh, Beaumont, Texas.
What part?
Beaumont, Texas. Why here?
Oh, boy. Well, we got to clap that up. Where he at? Let me clap that up. Where he at? I had it. Let me clap that up. Oh, no. I didn't clap it up. That was the other thing. I hit the wrong button.
In the house.
What's happening, MME? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Greg Shell. You got to get your house in order, okay?
You got to get your house in order.
You know, I told you the first time I came on that show, that's my song right there. That's real talk. You better get your house in order.
Well, to God be the glory. You know, this is a real story. Do you know that your life is a movie and you the star of your movie? Do you know that?
Uh-huh.
When
no,
God flip back those books and show everything he did and all the people that did you wrong and all that stuff,
incorrect.
It's your movie.
That is incorrect. You are not the star. God is always the
God
star.
God is the star. Thank you for correction. I take good correction.
And you got
Thank
the,
you.
You got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You third.
That's right.
No, you fourth That's... in the movie.
Ooh, you can get casting in the movie
Amen.
When you do what the director tell you. And the director is Yahweh, Yahshua,
and
Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen.
Yeah, and then if you bring in Michael, the archangel and all of them,
oh.
shoot, Santa, you 11th
oh.
in your movie. And what about Moses and all of that? So that don't take, if they came in the movie too, you no longer the star.
Oh, you the co-star.
Yep, that's why God say, return to me. So who's
Amen.
The star?
Well, introduce yourself, little Kano, to the world. Go ahead and do that.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess.
That's what it says.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, that's what y'all need to take on your morning commute. Instead of all this talking about people who done got shot in Hollywood, who done put on a dress and all that stuff, that's their business. Let them put on the dress. If they want to put on a dress, put on a dress. That's what you want to do, but it ain't pleasing in God's eyesight. I just put it to you straight up. You know, do whatever
Hold
you want to do.
Let me say the word. God said in this word, no man should wear the garment of a woman and no woman should wear the garment of a man. There you have it.
Ow! There it is.
Which means I should not have on pants.
No, nah, you can wear.
Okay, hold on.
No, he ain't put it. He ain't spelled about it. He just don't want you to. You
hold
know.
On, let me put a pin in there. Hold on, let me put it to me in
there. If God was asking me how I want my woman dressed, hey, man, say, sometimes I want to see my woman in some jeans.
Hold on.
That's right. I like to see them curves.
But ain't that
hold
the
I
want to
see what them beast songs had on both sides. Where they swell up at.
But ain't
so
that
hold
the
up,
garment
Mr. Gray.
Of a man?
Hey, Mr. Gray.
No, because a woman could wear pants.
No, they make women pants. So, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's okay for a woman to wear pants.
Absolutely.
Yes, because it's women's pants.
Okay, well,
I'm going to be honest with you, Kirby. If it's covered, let me tell you something. The fallen angels came to earth, and had sex with the female women because they were uncovered. You understand what I'm saying? So what happened? That's how the Nephilim became, the giants. You see what I'm saying? So you got to realize when a woman is not uncovered, everybody looking at her. But when a woman is covered, people still looking at her because they know, guess what? The first thing they're going to say, she's not from here. But guess what? You don't even know what she looked like under that covered dress. You know I mean, you don't know nothing. The only thing you're seeing is her eyes. So how can she be attacked? That's deep, ain't it?
Oh, that's deep.
Know
that's deeper than the deepest ocean.
So, okay. So you got to realize, lust is an angel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So watch this here. It's just like when in the Bible, one of them called on the archangel Michael, right? And Michael told her, I'm sorry, but, man, you understand the battles I had to go through to get here. You know what I mean? And what I mean, see, people don't realize, you don't know the load that you carry on you. And these angels is fighting for you. See, God said in his word, he said, I send the angels before you to prepare the way. So what that means, that if you don't stand on his word, how would you know? You see what I'm saying? So you got to realize that. It's not about preaching. It's not about just preaching the word of God. It's about standing on his word and having an understanding of what it means.
That's right.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Why don't you make me shout? Don't make me shout, brother, on here on a Sunday morning. I know Brother Grace want to come in on that. Go ahead, Brother Grace, say it out, church. All the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday there, family. Happy Tuesday there. Now, let's go back
Happy
a little
Tuesday,
bit.
Grace.
Happy Tuesday, family.
Happy
Tuesday.
Happy
let me
Tuesday.
Go back. Let me rewind that for you, okay? If you go back in the ancient times, men wore dresses. They were just covered also. Pants wasn't invented yet. Pants is a Western aspect of clothing. So if we're going to go back, let's go way back. Back to you, Brother Shell.
Oh, boy. So the men wore dresses, but they didn't wear a dress like they were wearing it, like being a woman. They were wearing
it wasn't a dress. It's like a dress, but you cover
it.
He's right.
It was more like a sheet.
Check it out. It says, does Deuteronomy 22:5 forbid women from wearing pants? No, it doesn't. In fact, clothing that pertains to a man at the time the verse was written would not have been understood to mean pants. Men in the Middle East thought the history of the Old and New Testaments did not ordinarily wear pants, trousers, or slacks. They wore robe-like garments.
If it looked like a dress.
All right, baby. So my husband can still sing. In those jeans.
If it looked like a dress, it was a dress. Come as you are.
Y'all, let's put Ben in right there. Y'all that's on your morning commute, we want to welcome you into the Greg Shell Show. We're just glad to be back here, and we're having an amazing conversation. We want y'all to go ahead and join in. We're brought to you today on behalf of TrailRideRadio.com, the hottest new station to hit the world by storm. You want to go ahead and click on Listen Live by going to TrailRideRadio.com. Also, we're brought to you by ExploreResorts.com. For all your staycation needs, you want to go to ExploreResorts.com and let them know that you heard about it on the Greg Shell Show, where you're going to get a 50% discount on your travel right here. With that being said, y'all, we're going to come back with this amazing conversation with none other than DJ Prayer, Brother Grace out of Williamsburg, Virginia. We got Lil Kano all the way out of Houston, Texas, and MME from Houston, Texas, as well as Simeon. Hopefully I'm pronouncing his name correctly. We're going to come back with him all the way out of, I think he said Omar, Texas. But anyway, we're going to play this song by Bishop Paul Morton, and hopefully it'll touch your spirit this morning. Huh? Beaumont, Texas. I know he's the oldest.
Beaumont, Texas.
But let me do this. I need some spiritual help this morning. So here we go. Here goes Bishop Paul Morton right here on the Great Show. We'll be right back.
Say it with me. Say it with me, Simone.
I feel a special anointing in this place. The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, if he's been good to you. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight, but he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord. Whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Whatever you're doing
You back to the show. Bishop Paul Martin, amazing song. Whatever you're doing in this season, God, I definitely want to be a part of the winning team, the winning plan that you have in store for us right here on the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully you guys are enjoying it. We're going to go ahead and get right back into the conversation that we was having in regards to the wearing of the pants or the women and all of that stuff right here. So we're going to jump right back into that. I think we left off with Minister, we had Lil Kano on the line, and he was expressing the opportunity about that situation. So go ahead, Lil Kano, you got the floor, brother.
Oh, nah, but most importantly, man, on that situation, you know, it's guidelines to it. We was talking about the pants. Yeah, of course, as long as, you know, you covered. You know, but I was telling the, you know, how the Nephilims became, the fallen angels came to earth and started lessening with the women. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. they was uncovered. You know what I mean? And that's how these giants came. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And it's stuff that people, they starting to see it now, but I've been knowing this for years and years because I seek the kingdom of God, for one. And I ask God to give me knowledge and wisdom, peace, and understanding.
Amen.
And so I started searching. As I seek the kingdom, he'll lead me what he wanted me to see. And so I started searching and searching, and I understood it. I said, man, that's real. Because you got to think about it. God said in he made it invisible, invisible, so the things around you can't see. You know what I'm saying? And he also made the watchers. You know what I mean? So
that's right.
So
that's right.
To it, man, when you start reading, you know, you can go deep and deep into it. Most importantly is you got to go to the Son to get to the Father. That's the S-O-N, not the S-U-N.
That's
correct. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, at the end of the day, to get to the Father. You got to go
right.
To the
Brother
Christ.
Grace,
you know what I mean?
I know you ready to chime in on that.
You know, one of the things is this right here. I'm going to give you something that that was presented to me by a mother of the church. So I was standing at the pulpit, and I was preaching, and the next day at service, well, I should say that Wednesday Bible study, one of the mothers came to me, and she told her son, her grandson, she said, tell Minister Grace what you saw. And she said, go ahead and tell him. And the young man said, Minister Grace, this is one of my godsons. He said, Minister Grace, when you was preaching, I saw an angel standing behind you. Now watch this. When I got to my next church, and it had been about a good 10 years, you know, and I had questioned myself at one time. I said, Lord, was I closer to you then than I am now? And one day I was standing at the pulpit, and I was serving my pastor, and one of the mothers came up to me. She had her grandson with me. And she said, go ahead, tell Minister Grace what you saw. He said, Minister Grace, when you're standing in the pulpit, I saw an angel standing next to you. That sold it. That sealed the deal right there. It's not what we physically see. It's what we know. All of us have
that's
an angel
right.
assigned to us. And those that can see
right.
it will see it. And those that can't,
that's right.
it's okay. He may reveal it to them later. So, hey, all of us
fact.
Got an angel. Back to
fact.
You, sir.
Fact.
Real good, real good. Well, you know what? Everybody don't even know that we are spiritual beings. We're mind, body, and a spirit, and meaning a soul. So with that being said, MME, you got the line. This is an amazing topic this morning. Those that's listening on the morning commute, hopefully you are being encouraged and inspired. Most of all, hearing the real truth in the written word of God, not from our words, but from the written word of God. MME, you got the floor.
Yeah, so this is a great conversation, you know, because there is a lot of, you know, things going on in the world talking about the demons, the angels, and it's what you see and what you believe. And you have to fight off demons every day when you wake up, when you go to bed. So you just got to keep God first, regardless of anything. You got to keep God first.
Amen.
I got a
question. Amen. DJ Prayer, go ahead and pick it back. I know it's in you. What's up?
I got a question for Simone. You there, Simone?
I'm here.
In today's time, who would you say the Nephilim is?
The Nephilim?
Yeah.
In today's time, that would be us. And the reason why I sit up here and say that. Our DNA, I'm not even going to say our DNA, just our essence alone. We're part of this planet, for one. We've been here for millions of years. And even the Kemites, those are your ancient Egyptians or whatnot, they also point out up in, what is that text? I can't even think of the text right now. But pretty much, they didn't even leave a record on how old we are, because that's how basically they're stating that we've been here for a very, very long time.
Is
so
it
for us,
Akashic or something like that? Akashic text.
No, you're talking about the Akashic records.
Yeah. Okay.
Not that. But that's also something. That's a different topic, but we've basically been here that long to the point where we have devolved from our ancestors. in ancient times, our ancestors looked totally different from us. Their eyes was bigger, things of that nature, because the planet goes in cycles. You see what I'm saying? So different cycles, we transform along with that energy that changed on the planet. I think it's like every 96,000 years, something like that or whatnot. But our eyes got a lot smaller because the sun got a lot stronger. You see what I'm saying? You know, things of that nature. So if one of our ancient ancestors from 8,000 years ago would sit up here and pop up, they would look alien to us. So that's how long we have been here. And we have a lot of records that's around of a lot of things that we've done on the planet.
Yeah, I saw one of those ancestors, and I thought it was an alien, but now I see it different, you know. It's the same thing that popped up in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing popped up in our garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we connected. To everything. Everything is within us. You even got planets that so-called NASA will basically sit up here and see and identify the elements within that planet, with which can also be found within us, our body alone. So everything is a part of us, and we're a part of everything.
Wow.
Where did we come from?
As far as what the physical aspect, or because it's like different aspects. Huh?
Period, you know, from the you know, the soul aspect, or however you want to call it.
Soul aspect. Basically, Jesus up in the Bible sit up here and basically tells you that you're not the body. That's because the body is actually a physical ship to dwell upon this physical plane that we call Earth here. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will say, where does the soul come from or whatnot? That's why you have, what you call it, a soft spot on the head when the baby is born?
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason why you got the soft spot. That's where you enter it. That's why it's a soft spot right there. The soul aspect, that's where you enter it. Yeah. I'm going to be putting out information on that real soon. But, yeah, that's why you have a soft spot. You enter the body.
Right.
So
you
got what you call the star Sirius. That's why you will see certain aspects. You got different multimedia companies, you know, the big ones, you know what I'm saying? They would keep putting out these names. It's because they understand and they know and they study this mythology. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the souls come from, the Star Series. Black people souls, you know, especially. I ain't going to just say black people, but ones who have souls, period.
Yeah.
Yeah, ones who have souls, period. That's where the souls come from.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's also in a lot of your ancient texts, mythology, including the Bible. They just got different names and, you know, things of that nature for it.
Okay, can you speak on people who don't have a soul? I mean, they're alive, so that's not a soul.
They're just dark. They're dark. They have souls.
Yeah,
dark.
Well, you have anybody ever heard of the Gnostic text?
I haven't.
Okay, you got what you call the Gnostic text. The Gnostics, they're ancient people, and when they got killed off, I think over 3,000, 4,000 something years ago, something like that or whatnot. But look it up whenever you get a chance. And you have what you call the Nag Hammadi Library. And this was found and dug up in 1945 by your governments. And what they did was they suppressed it, and they came out with this in 1975. You see what I'm saying? And it's also older than the Bible as well, too. But you can line up and find consistencies, because there's also Jesus up in the Bible, too, as well. You see what I'm saying? Between the two. They really point out some very, very, very interesting things here, not only that a lot of us have experienced, but it brings the light to a lot of things, too. And especially, you know, I've had a lot of people, including myself, they understand the Bible even more by reading this text. You see what I'm saying? So with that being said, they say Everything on the planet has a spirit, but not everybody has a soul. Yeah, not
and
everybody has a soul.
The ones that don't have a soul, they be the ones that don't care about nothing. They keep your mind and don't think nothing else.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, they just dark.
They just dark. Right. And you got this one particular Bible verse talking about the y'all help me on this, and I can't really remember.
Yeah,
right
those
now.
Are the demons that walk among us.
Yeah, the principalities and high places, something like that.
Correct.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
That's
okay.
Right.
That's now, why I said. That's why I said what's around you, you don't know until you seek the word of God. Because
right.
Correct.
Now check
it's going to come out. It's going to come out. When you when your light come, they're going to be running from you anyway because they know who you are. But
no,
most people don't know who they are
let's
once they identify their citizenship in the kingdom of God.
Okay,
let's
that's
get to
Ephesians
that
6 and 12. But we
yeah.
wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual weaknesses. Wickedness in high places.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wickedness in high places.
The high places. Those keys right there, I want to expose who and what that is. You see what I'm saying? I want to uncover that. Because it's in the Gnostic text, and they tell you straight up of who that is. They in the Gnostic text, they call them archons. Those are your so-called demons and evil spirits, things of that nature. They actually have a name for them and how they actually function to affect you.
Correct.
Instead of leaving us to our imagination, when we go out, we up there looking, we don't really know what the hell we're looking at. You see what I'm saying? Or looking for.
That's
now,
right.
They actually expose them and explain what and who they are. Those are called archons. And how they affect you, because a lot of knowledge was taken away from us. See, they reside on, let's say, Saturn. You see what I'm saying? And how they affect you is through thought forms they send to you. And that's why they want people to be on drugs and alcohol and porn and things of that nature, because what you have around you is called a magnetic field. You see what I'm saying?
Correct.
And a spiritual aspect of yourself, these are your emotions. That's how they affect you. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's through your emotions. Give an example. How many times... You know, people will sit up here and tell you, I just got so mad, angry, I just blacked out, and I just destroyed everything around me. I done burned down the house and, you know, hit my cousin in the eye. You know, they couldn't control themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That would be your archon wrath. You see what I'm saying? They actually got a
That's
name.
Right.
It's actually wrath.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is when you reach to a point where you're too negative on any level, which would be anger, and it turns into wrath, they take control of you through your emotions. That's why people cannot control themselves. That is the actual spirit that took over this person to make them do what they do.
That's right. That's why, guys, we have to learn self-control.
Exactly.
That's why he tell you. That's real, man. He's telling you. He letting you know that all these angels is around you that you have to call them off you. Straight up,
correct.
He tell you. That's why he said, seek my kingdom. He said, because guess what? Once you start calling these angels off, guess what? Now I'm opening a path for you. Your lane going open. Now your alignment comes. That's where your transition begins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Correct. And most people think they got to die to get that transition, but that transition is actually here on the earth because he needs a working body that will proclaim and defame the devil.
Right, because he gave us a promise. He said we should have riches on earth, but you got to find it. He said, but seek me and I'll give you all the things of your desire.
He says a hidden treasure.
You hear me? So
seek me first. That's what he said.
He says a hidden treasure. So with that being said, y'all, let's put a pen in. We're going to come back with this conversation. And I'm going to play this song by Hezekiah Walker. As you listening, and hopefully you've been empowered and encouraged, because at the end of the day, God wants you to be the best you can be. And the only way you can be it, you got to be around the same like-minded people. That's why he say don't be unequally yoked. Here we go. God favor me right here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient.
love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
Genuine.
Love is genuine.
I had my share
of love
abuse. Manipulated. And its strength. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient. Love is kind.
Love is
felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help it. But to give God glory today, when I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me, because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity. But it would not fall. Would not bend. Won't compromise.
God favored
me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me.
My character.
My faith in God. He favored me. It will not fall. Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
God favors
me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And I speak health.
And I speak health.
They whisper.
They whisper.
They conspire.
Confider.
They told their lies.
They told their lies.
But God favors
me.
My character.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
Everything was in question. But he favored me. I promised him that I wouldn't compromise. Although I was going through, and I spoke life,
and I spoke prosperity,
and I spoke health.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
In your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character.
attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no. Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. I can say it. Tell your wheel.
Everybody, one more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say God's favor.
Hey, y'all, what's happening? Hopefully you enjoyed that amazing track by none other than Hezekiah Walker, God favored me. Boy, I'm so glad he got me from off that road to destruction and put me on the right path. What you thought about that track right there, Brother Grace?
Boy, look at here. I had to make sure my line was muted because I started singing. I started praising. I'm like, yeah, me. I was like, oh, my goodness, boy. Let me make sure this song is muted, boy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Man, when you think about the goodness of God, man, in spite of our challenges, ain't it amazing when we just look back at how far he done brought us from and how we can shine away from evil, you know, when evil be trying to come around, when you're trying to do something good, the enemy always try to bring something negative, you just learn how to deal with it and get on out of the way. Ain't that amazing?
Yes, sir, it sure is. It sure is. And I tell you, the Word of God says, I'm saying you just got to run from. I mean, just not just tippy-toe, not just exit the room, but I mean, flat out run. You know what I'm saying?
Break yeah, run, brother. You don't even give it room to even faster.
I'm trying to tell you, hit a fence and another and another and another.
So, Brother Grace, if you would, tell us about Grace Saved Our Church. As we get prepared, I'm excited about the launching of your new TV series, The Long Awakening. What is it? The Long Awaiting is here. It's here. You already got the trailer done. We just got to start the campaign for the marketing and, get your first few episodes done. So tell the world a little bit about Grace Saved Our Church.
So I'm going to share a little piece with you because it's important. I'm going to give you something that's key. There's 10 things that you should not do pertaining to your life, but I'm going to give one of them to you. You should never tell someone your dreams. You should never tell anyone your dreams because folks are always sitting back in the back of the room trying to steal what God has given you. But what God has given you is anointing. What somebody else try to do, it won't be anointing. So I'm going to give you a snapshot of what Grace Saved Our Church is. The television landscape is saturated with reality shows featuring lies and problematic behaviors and often promote material and conflict things. Many viewers yearn for wholesome and reliable content that they can support with their values and their spirit, especially their faith. I'm bringing something to the television and to the streaming system that that Christians yearn for. They yearn for things that they can stand in the foyer and talk about it. When the last time you was in church and someone was talking about a TV show? When the last time someone was in church and they could talk out loud about a live stream and movie or something like that?
Correct.
When? They don't have killing attached to it, which don't have guns attached to it, which don't have sex and pornography attached to it. That's what Grace Saved That Church is about. And it's about bringing the ministries together. I don't need but one ministry. God told me that. I was trying to bring together 12, like, because 12 was significant for Jesus. But then God said to me, he said, look here, son. He said, they're going to come running. He said, and what's going to happen is every ministry that you offer this to, they're going to circle back around, and they're going to ask you, hey, Grace, how can I participate? But in reality is, I'm going to go outside of the realm of them. I'm going to allow them to have a seat and just watch. And watch
That's
the
right.
blessings that another ministry is going to receive. Because it's
That's
not
right.
just a live streaming show. It's about building the kingdom of God. And when
That's
and,
right.
and when that happens, watch this right here. This is another thing. Y'all can have this piece right here because I believe in promoting other folks. In Grace Saved mm-hmm. by Church, I'm going to find out that individual that's in the ministry that can't get the forefront and view of the audience and their great singers, their great musicians and stuff. They're going to be the center focus right behind Jesus. Jesus is going to be in the front. They're going to be right behind it because
Hallelujah.
We have some magnificent musicians. We have some magnificent singers. But guess what? I'm going to make a way for them to go ahead and just open up their voices to the world. And they're going to be saying, did you see the show? What show? Grace Saved That Church. Don't get me wrong. I'm Brother Grace. But I ain't the grace that's going to save your church. Don't get it twisted. I'm not that grace. I'm the grace that God has given this vision to. I'm not the grace that's saving your church. That grace is that unmerited favor, okay? But it's important for us to dream dreams. And not only dream dreams, it's important for us to put our hands to it. So my first aspect of it, I have to put $300,000 of my own money in it because folks just don't understand things. And when they see
Correct.
It happening, that's when they come knocking on the door. So with that being said, my brother, Grace Saved That Church is going to be a game changer for the ministry. Back to you, sir.
Man, let me clap that. Let me tell you something. That alone is so amazing when you're serious about the kingdom of God. And I just want to, the Bible says you give honor where honor is due at. So I just want to clap you up this morning. And excited about the new TV show. They say that hurt. You know, every time I talk to you, I get more strength. When you surround yourself around good energy, good positive energy through the word of God and through his promises. His delay is not his denial. We've been off the air right at about 3 weeks due to technical difficulties with our headquarters in New York, Blog Talk Radio. But in that interim, it gave us time to get more material, more stuff. So God's delay is not his denial. So I want to encourage the world out there that's listening. Whatever your vision and dreams are, just like Brother Grace just told you, Minister Grace, he told you that you can't share your dreams with everybody. Even family members, you cannot, because they be waiting on the blessing, and when it don't show up when they want it to, you'll be the talk of the town. But only difference is you don't share that with them, so, they won't know what to talk about because they just see you moving. And so, Brother Grace, if you could share some information with someone that's listening right now as they're taking their commute today or listening live from their business office or wherever they are, what would be some words you would instill to our listeners today that have a mindset to open their own business or to do some things that's out of the box? What would be some words of encouragement that you would instill to them today?
The thing that I would tell them is to do what you have to do so you can do what you want to do later. I had a brother.
Oh, that's powerful.
That.
Oh, boy.
And he had said to me, I want to open up this business. He wanted me to give him the money for it. So I asked him, I said, what jobs you won't do? And he went through the list. He could spit them out back to back to back. I said, when you take one of those jobs that you don't want to do, then I start sowing into you a business. But you have to do
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Bruh.
See, but that's
do what
the thing
you have
with
to do
don't
now
understand.
So you can do what you do, what you want to do later. Back to you, sir.
I love it. I love it. Because guess what? If you don't ever start, you'll never know how you're going to finish. The conversation was real powerful. It was going on. I don't know. The call got dropped. But we had DJ Prayer and international recording artist, producer Lil Kano. We had Shake'em, Sham. And they got an amazing name. He was on the airways along with MME. And we was talking about, things that people talk about, the wearing the pants and all of this different stuff. What you thought about the conversation this morning? Brother Grace.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Nice.
Sorry about that. What did you think about the conversation this morning? I thought it was very powerful.
The conversation is excellent. We have to learn how to dialogue with each other. We have to get to a point where we're communicating better. Just because we can't, just because we don't see things eye to eye does not mean that we have to argue. There's a couple of things I don't do. I don't argue scripture or the Bible. Okay?
Me neither,
brother. I don't argue difference of opinion. You with me?
Correct.
Because difference of opinions and scripture, the word of God is never going to change. But our opinions can change. Our opinions can change. So with
that's
that being said, it's important for us to have healthy dialogue. And then not only that, we have to be able to talk to our young people that just because you don't agree with something does not mean you have to go fist the cuff with someone because you have far, far too much to do, too much to do. With that being said, sir, back to you.
Hey, man, I want to thank you for that right there. And, with that being said, I want to play a song off my new CD called He Will Answer Prayer. And then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about my new album. I'm actually going to go back in the studio. Y'all hear it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. Tell me what you think about this, Brother Grace. It's called He Will Answer Prayer off my new single. Right here on the Greg Shell Show.
When you got problems, situations that are going so wrong in your life, there's a God who will forgive you for anything. No matter what the problem is, or no matter how hard a situation may get, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and he will answer prayer.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
You don't believe the Lord has the prayer to you. I beg you, go down on your knees. Tell God all about the problem. I promise you he'll make a way for you to see me.
I want to welcome you back to the show. Hopefully you enjoyed that track by your boy. That track 11 years old, and God is just allowing us now to bring it forth to the world. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. He will answer prayer. We've been having an amazing show today. Been talking about a little this and a little that. And we definitely want you to get engaged. We want you to know I'm so excited. God been doing some amazing moves right here on the Greg Shell Show. I'm really excited. I got an opportunity today. I'm going to be one of the DJs on TailRideRadio.com. I'm excited about the hottest new station to take the world by storm, Southern Soul. You got country and western. You got the blues. And you got gospel and Zydeco. Yeah, I know DJ Pratt going to beat me down for, you know, mispronouncing. Yeah, I mean, to do it 7 times. Zydeco music, but it's going to be exclusively on TrailRadio.com. Keep your radios locked. Also, right here on The Greg Shell Show at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. We're having an amazing conversation right now. Brother Grace, what you think about the Greg Shell Show this new season as we get prepared for takeoff?
Boy, look at here, sir. The Greg Shell Show is nothing but sky's the limit. You know, a lot of people may say that, you know, but it's what you put into it. When you put something into it, you'll get something out. If you don't, what you put a lot in, you get a lot out. You put a little in, you get a little out. So I'm
man, I love that because you said God said in His Word, if you bless bountifully, you'll receive a bountiful result. And if you do it sparingly, you're going to do a sparingly result. So I had to do what God has given me, because if I don't do it, it ain't going to get done. And He'll send the right people at the right time. So they got a song that say, don't fit, don't force it, just relax and let it go. That means be still and let it go. Leave it alone.
Hey, what else
I got on the line? I got some amazing people on the line.
Right time. Speaking of people at the right time, we got
callers
on the line with their hands up.
Go ahead and answer their hand.
Okay, well, let's go with the 912, then we'll go with the 480. Caller 912, you have the floor.
Hey, what's happening, calls on the 912? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, guys. How are you?
Oh, I love his voice already. How you doing, man?
Hey,
happy Tuesday. What's going on?
Man, I am feeling so good.
I'd rather let
480 go first, because he's going to talk about something that I want to talk about. That would kind of get you guys excited. 480 or 400, whatever. Could you call in, please?
480, you have the floor.
Green is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Worldwide Network.
Pastor Don Jr.
Hey. Come on now.
Clap that up.
What's going on, Pastor John Jr.? What's happening? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
Man, I say first of all, Happy New Year, y'all. I'm loving the energy. I'm loving the show. My guy, Mr. Hargrove, have a very extensive plan. All my listeners out there in radio land, everybody on the sound of my voice can be heard. With that being said, Mr. Hargrove, please let them.
Okay. I better not jump too high. I might hit my head on the ceiling.
And now, what's your name again? Identify yourself so the world know who you are.
Okay, my name is CEO Norman Hargrove. H-A-R-G-R-O-V-E.
All right, Mr. Show.
And nobody gave me the whole rate. Y'all must don't know.
Let me clap you up. I always clap up our people that come on the show. We got to clap.
I was looking for the clapping for Pastor Don, but I couldn't find it.
You couldn't find it? Well, let's clap up both of them. We got to clap them both of them.
Make sure it ain't the thunder button.
Oh, no. You got to clap.
We don't get to clap up.
There we go.
There we go. We don't get to clap up.
Oh, wow. You know, actually, the last time I spoke at a venue is 14,000 people in the venue, so I have heard that sound before. But thank you, guys. I'm not here for accolades. I'm just...
Oh, we love it. We're to start off 2024 right here on the Greg Shell Show.
Okay, now you're going to have to send somebody to pick me up off the stage. But anyway... Anyway, I'm here to talk to our people about an incredible product that another pastor just launched out of Atlanta, Georgia. And the name of the product is called TerraClean. Okay. Let me spell it so that we get it all right, guys. It's T-E-R-R-A, Terra. And then clean is K-L-E-E-N. And if you go to a website called shopterraclean.com, you will see the product that I'm talking about. It is a monster of a Go Green product. It has no chemicals in it. And yet you can take and wash your clothes with it. You can wash your dishes with it. You can mop your floors with it. You can clean your carpets and your walls with it. You can do over 1,000 different applications with this product, from taking a bath. Remember now, guys, it's an all-natural cleaner. No chemicals. It's 100% earth-friendly, biodegradable. It is approved by OSHA. It's approved by the USDA, the Environmental Protection Agency. It is a true Go Green product that is a one-stop shop product for everything you need in your house, from brushing your teeth, washing your hair, taking a bath. I mean, you can spray it on pests and it'll kill them on instant. You can wash your dogs and your cats with it, and it will remediate not only ticks and fleas, but it stops mold and mildew from ever appearing in your house. And yet you can soak your fruit and vegetables in it. It would take all of the stuff, the unwanted stuff, off of those fruit and vegetables that you don't want to be consuming. God, this is an amazing product. And we are opening it up to the community as of now. Folks are getting it and they are amazed. But there's an opportunity for us to help so many people in the community to rescue their finances, because, you know, the clean industry itself is a $27 billion industry, and we're only looking for 10% of the industry, which we will get. We will get that part of the industry. That's $2.7 billion. And, guys, I just wanted to mention that on the show, because we do a lot of talking for the Lord, but we got ways. The Lord has given us ways to earn additional income that really put a person on the type of street that they won't have to worry about their bills or groceries or whatever the case may be. You know, so I just wanted to mention that. That website is shop, S-H-O-P, TerraClean, TerraClean.com. We're asking people to get back with Pastor Donnell Green. There is a income earning opportunity that's magnificent. One of the best I've ever seen in 50 years of marketing. But we just want to put the word out there.
Real good. Now, what's your background?
My background is I've been a marketer, a trainer for big companies for about 50 years. That's all I've ever done, guys, is just bring to the core products that I thought were incredible for the community. And one thing I want you to know, too, guys, is that people on average are already, and I'm talking about clean clothes, they on average already are spending about $800 to $900 a year on mopping floors and cleaning dishes, things that they buy that's loaded chemicals, but they're loaded full of chemicals. And I tell you guys, we got something truly special here. But I live in Georgia. I'm on the east coast of Georgia. I don't know if you ever heard of a little place called Savannah, Georgia, but that's
I've heard
where
of Savannah.
I'm from. Oh, yeah, that's where I'm from.
Okay, never been there, but heard of it. I heard great things about it. I heard it's a great tour in, town. It was somewhere I wanted to come.
Oh, yeah, you will love it. I don't know if you want to stay here, but just to come here for those accolades.
Wow.
So listen, we brought to you today on behalf of A1 Professional Cleaning Services, number 8 out of North Carolina. So I believe your product would go well for the cleaning service that she offers out of North Carolina with Ms. Debbie Rutledge. And is actually getting ready to come here to Orlando. So we definitely want to be in communication about your product. I really like products that's safe for the body and that do the work.
Well, you know, my brother, let me just mention one more thing. We got all patents and everything on the product, but once again, it's been approved by the Environmental Protection Agency, USDA. The military has also approved this product. And, guys, we got so many accolades. And this product is just, you just have to try it. But it beats out everything on the supermarket shelves. As you know now, they just banned a product. I won't call that name of the product, but it's a well-known cleaning product out of the state of New York because they found out that it was giving so many people cancer and causing them to have obesity. And the government made them pull it off the shelves until they can find a more organic natural way to infuse that product to give it to people. So we got something all natural here. Like I said, it's food grade, but then when it comes to spraying it on a grill or in your stove, the grease will run out like it's trying to get away from you. So, guys, we got something really good.
Real good, real good. Well, we got 11 minutes left in the show, you guys, today, and I want DJ Pratt to go ahead and chime in. Tell her what you think about this new product that my brother is bringing to the platform.
I just want a link to the website. Can you text me a link to the website, please? I mean, I think that's amazing that it has so many things you could do with it. Wash your pit, take a bath in it, you know, everything, all those variety of things. So, yeah, I just need a link. And I also want to know about the income opportunity aspect of it all, too, because I love making money.
Yes.
That was
going to
be my
question. It's really big money. It's really big money, my sister. I don't think we have time here. Let's get personal numbers so I can explain it to you, or we can invite you on Thursday's call with the CEO, Elder Pastor Stapleton.
I can't understand. Can you
hey, y'all, we not understanding, so I don't know if really. Someone need to put their phone on mute or whatever, but we want to be able to hear you clearly so that you can go across the airways properly.
I missed all of that.
I did, too.
Okay. Did you hear me say Elder Frank Stapleton?
Uh-uh.
We didn't hear that part.
Okay. He is the CEO of the company.
No, you're back. You must be way off somewhere. You got on speakerphone or something, or Bluetooth,
Donnell
something
Green,
bad.
Pastor Green, could you finish it off for me, sir? All right, I'm so sorry. Guys, I got a bad phone, which I don't know.
I'm going to have to go direct.
Yeah, we'll discuss it offline, you know, once we get off air, because you only got a few more minutes. We'll get it all situated. With Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
Well, let's have another conversation. Y'all, we're going to have to close the show early today. I'm sorry. Due to a situation on this end. But let's do this. Let's get back. And y'all tune in tomorrow, same station, 11 o'clock a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all the way out of Orlando, Florida, the Greg Shell Show. We live. Everyone, if you would, just go ahead and give your closing statement.
Brother Greg Shell, right, just saying, bless, bless, bless. Bless, bless, bless.
Amen, it's amen. MME.
Much love, everybody. Shout out to everybody. Everybody have a great day.
Little Kano.
Blessings, blessings, blessings. Stay prayed up, man.
Hey, y'all, want to thank you for tuning in this episode of the Greg Shell Show. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Willing, same time, same place. Keep it locked at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show #3. I want to welcome all our guests that came on today, the messages that was brought out. I want to thank Don Jr., Pastor Don Jr., and all of the affiliates that was on the channel today. Lock us in tomorrow, same time, same station, right here. Keep by 12RideRadio.com. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You out there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Yeah.